This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Happy Monday, everybody. Scott Hanlon, Kevin Flynn. Daniel taking your calls when you ring us up today at 701-258-0550. The show's called What's On Your Mind for a reason. We love finding out what's on your mind. Open phone time to the bottom of the hour. We're going to go back to Ukraine. Bill Dalzell is going to join us. Farmer from Ray, North Dakota, turned reporter and literally just said, I need to do this. Picked up, got on a plane, headed for Poland, and now is in Ukraine. And by day, doing humanitarian missions. By night, he is a reporter and talking with people, reporting on what's happening there. I got a text from him over the weekend about his latest endeavor that we're going to talk about a little bit today on the program. And he's actually interviewing POWs. And able to get on a military base. So, pretty incredible. So, that's one of the things he's wanted to do all along, is get into the Russian POW camps to interview soldiers. The Ukrainian soldiers he's talked to said they are deserting in droves. So, pretty amazing. You don't hear a lot about that in the reporting that's going on over there. But, yeah. I mean, think about it. It's, you know, it's a very different time. They've got access to all this other media and social media.
They're like,
why are we doing this? You know, they're not necessarily going to buy into all the propaganda that he's trying to push. So,
no question.
Yeah, it's it is.
And I think that a lot of those soldiers have family and have friends that are in that part of Europe and in that part of the world that they're going, wait a minute, these are my friends' parents, or a lot of different stories coming out about reasons to not fight for Putin and Russia.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. What's your big story of the day, Kev, or over the weekend?
Oh, I don't. It's got to be the gas. We're just, we have a boat. We're trying to figure out what we're gonna not do with, so we can maybe spend a little time on the boat this summer, if things stay the same.
You'll need a little pass the hat deal.
Yes, right.
Pass the hat.
Yeah. We have Venmo now. Apparently, that's the thing that we have to have. But yeah, that and the March Madness. I'm a huge college basketball fan, so pulling for my Wildcats to take it all.
You are, huh?
But you bet. U of A. Used to go down to Tucson all the time for basketball games back in the Lou Dolson days.
Yeah, I see they have Lou on the yep. Jerseys now.
Yep.
Yeah, a little tribute to Lou. I love it. How about Tom Brady retiring and unretiring?
A little surprised.
Sure,
I'm not surprised that he's not retiring. I'm surprised that he announced it and then went back on it. I'm surprised he didn't have his ducks in a row before he made that announcement.
To you, good negotiating.
Yeah. Great agent.
You want him back? What's the price? What's the price? Although he had a contract left, right? I mean, he had.
Yeah. He's working on his current, current deal.
Yeah. So. He'll not get the
money. Well, the other thing, he had to make that announcement because the draft is coming now. They just finished up the NFL Combine. Tampa Bay maybe drafts a quarterback if he's not there. So I'm sure he did that because they've got to go into the draft knowing what they're going to do. So,
Texter says, Heidi needs to be Heidi. Let's hold her accountable. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, those words are going to haunt her. In case you missed this, we played that last hour clip from Heidi Heitkamp, one of the Sunday shows on ABC, talking about, you know, Biden, it's not his fault. You know, they just need to explain this better. Keystone XL pipeline, Trump didn't build that. Inflation is because of Trump's overspending, and is a deficit spending. Never mind Biden's, I guess. And you peasants just got used to low prices for gas. They're really not that bad. So, you know, it's an artificially high jump because they were so low. She said this out loud. We played it not once, but twice.
So, we're not making it up.
Yeah, exactly right. That was a... It's just...
You know one comment you made, Scotty, that's so perfect about the price of oil and where it's gone and where it is? It's the market. It's supply and demand, and if you can increase supply and match demand, your prices are going to go down. They know this. They knew this when they canceled the leases and canceled the pipeline and cancel, and pile on the regulations. They knew that. So supply and demand, period. It's the market that'll decide the oil prices, and we're hamstringed by it.
And if you think that this is all by design, to try and force you into energy sources that they desire for you to use, you're really super naive here. They know this. This is all part of their plan. Again, when they're begging foreign oil, bad actors, to put more oil on the market, it's very obvious they want to punish domestic oil producers. And when the price of gas goes up and their poll numbers plummet, then it's humming a time and doing what they're doing. Tell me what's on your mind today. 2580550 701-258-0550. Back after a couple days vacation. And then I'll be off again tomorrow at a conference, actually, down in Miami on Web 3.0. Check it out. It's pretty interesting. And also Data 3.0. Fascinating things we're learning down here in Miami, so I'll be off tomorrow, but back on Wednesday for you, and then back in the saddle on Thursday. Looking forward to it. Let's get back to the phones here. 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. You can call us toll-free if you like that better, 800-228-0550. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text us, 701-237-1590. Call 258-0550 or text 237-1590. Dana and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Let's talk gas prices today. Dana, here's the deal. You just, you know, really have nothing to complain about because they just were artificially low before. So, you know, just stop complaining, Dana, would you?
Yeah, and today that little ball in the sky is called the moon.
Is that what it is? Okay.
There it is.
Shiny moon.
Yeah. That's how they're thinking out there in Washington, D.C. It's a direct attack on the people. They know by pushing these gas prices up, they use Russia and Ukraine as an excuse. We've got oil here they don't want to tap into. They'd rather go to foreign countries. And when they push that gas price up, not only does it affect you at the pump, but everything you buy, everything goes up too. And that in turn makes them more taxes. See, they only care about themselves. And when they say that printing money doesn't increase the debt, for them it doesn't because they write it all off to us. They must have changed it from the federal debt to the people's debt. You see, they just don't understand how it works. How are you going to buy these electric cars when everybody's broke? And if they want to drill for oil, start on the private land and drill away from the federal land. You know, there's ways to do this. But the main thing is our administration. Our administration doesn't care about it. They think we are stupid, totally.
Dana, that's exactly what I said last week. How are we going to buy an electric car if nobody has any money?
Have you seen the price of these things? You see what they cost?
Crazy.
They're going to raise the interest rates. Oh, boy, that's just wonderful. Now you can't really fill your tank up. Groceries are through the roof. All your gas is for heating your house are up. And now the loan to buy the house is up, too. Oh, aren't they working for the American people?
They are.
Why don't you have me on your show? Lay my idea out.
Well, you sound like you are right there on the radio right now. Fix this mess, Dana, for us. Dave in Munich, North Dakota, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I picked up a brochure. I noticed when I was getting the mail up in the post office. It tells you how to register for Selective Service. What's, why it's common knowledge to everybody. Now, I did it 58 years ago. My son did it 28 years ago. In less than 3 months, my grandson will have to register, which is fine. I have no problems with that. I serve my country. Now, the question I have is, when all these young men we saw, well, Biden putting on the planes to head all over you know where, the country, nicely put, were they, when they were processed, now, were they registered for the Lexi service? It says
no.
Here that who must register male U.S. citizens and immigrants, documented and undocumented, residing in the U.S. and its territories, must register if they're 18 to 25. Now, I would like to have someone find out, if it takes our congressional delegation, find out why.
It's a good question. They're processing them.
Great
they're
question.
Handing them a plane ticket anywhere they want to go. They get a yeah. voucher pack, so they have access to food and Dunkin' Donuts
coupons or whatever.
Pleasantries, yeah. That's what are they using in the airport. Yeah, Dave.
One other thing. Not registered is a felony. Young men prosecuted and convicted for failing to register are fined up to $250,000.
Yeah.
We're going to get an answer to that question for you, Dave. We will, soon. Thanks for listening.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Tell us what is on your mind today. 258-0550, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The winter of 2022 drags on, but there's something you can do. That's put a little paradise in your backyard. No matter the temp, no matter the amount of snow, you slide into a Hot Spring Spas and everything's better above the water and below the water. It is a wellness machine, ladies and gentlemen. Same with the sauna. 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, 40 minutes a day, and your risk of everything bad goes down. Do the research. Splash pools to bring the fun to your backyard. Patio furniture, game tables. It is a wellness factory. At hot spring spas and pool tables, too. I can speak from experience. Our sauna is the best way to get through the winter, no matter if it's a doozy like 21, 22, or whether it's just your typical North Dakota winter. Same with the sauna. You're going to love it. Tell them Scott sent you. They're on the expressway in Bismarck, right in front of Walmart. They're in West Fargo next to Spitfire, and they're in front of the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Brian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, Scott, you know, they're still trying to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline also. And, you know, one of the things, like the Native American there that are trying to get it shut down, I would guess that they get a lot of revenue from the state of North Dakota and should be made aware of probably what they would stand to lose if you know, that pipeline was shut down. It would be huge. So I'm just kind of curious about that. They're still fighting to shut that down.
You know, very good point. And there's actually a judge who's just been relentless on that point, trying to score settle there because, you know, he initially said, well, you need to do more study. You need to do another environmental impact study. And while you're doing the study, shut the pipeline down, which is, you know, mechanically impossible, by the way. But it doesn't mean they don't continue to try. But you make a very good point that, you know, the plaintiff in that case is the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, a supposed good neighbor to the state of North Dakota. And it just defies logic. Thankfully, Mark Fox and the leaders of the MHA Nation now have standing as well. And so a lot of the damage that Standing Rock was able to do on that, they were able to do because they had special standing as a tribe that was opposing it. Now they have a tribe that is in favor of it. So thanks to MHA Nation, who, by the way, has had incredible economic gains because of their oil and gas production. So
it should be noted, you know, it's the cleanest way to move oil. There's politics involved with Buffett and guys that own the rail and the trucking, you know, of shipping oil over ground to the environmentalists. You know, and it's around the world. We should be producing energy for the whole world because we produce it the cleanest. If all the green people are for cleaning up the environment or, you know, less carbon reductions, then we should be producing it, and we should certainly producing it for all our allies in Europe, and because we produce it the cleanest. If you want to clean the environment up, there's the way to do it.
You make probably the best point that ought to be hammered home with the environmental extremists. If it is cleaner
with all
air,
of them, exactly.
If it's cleaner air you seek, where better to regulate it than here in the United States of America?
Absolutely.
Because what they're doing is pushing that production to places that don't regulate it as well. Look at China building coal plants. Look at you know, India. Look at what happens with a lack of regulations there. But again, I'm not sure they want cleaner air. I think what they want is control. And I happen to think you know, the Great Reset has been a topic of ours lately. And the Great Reset is all about control. And what COVID was a trial run. Just how much can we control? I really believe that. And I think climate action will be the next thing. It'll say, Brian, you know what? That truck you're driving, you have to drive it less because look at your carbon score. We're already seeing this on airline tickets now. You go buy an airline ticket, you see your carbon score before you see the price. Nobody's telling us Al Gore's carbon score as he flies across the country private, you know, one person in a plane. But you make a really good point, Brian. Really good point.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Robbie, what's on your mind?
Couple things today, Scott. Obama, during his presidency, made a comment one time when somebody asked him about the high gas prices, and he basically said that he didn't mind the high gas prices. He just didn't think it would get there that fast. And also, the companies that started the lockdowns, employees to stay home and work from home, why don't they allow them to stay home now and work with the high gas prices? Just a couple thoughts. Your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. You're giving us something to think about today, as always, from our great listeners. Another South Dakota listener, Sylvester, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, Scott. You know, I'm kind of excited. We got somebody going to step up and replace Dusty Johnson. But, you know, it's going to be in the primary. You know, that's where we're going to have to get our we don't like to use rhino, but where we got to get the rhinos out is in our primary. So she's very, very, she's skilled. She's been in our house in South Dakota for 5 years. Her colleagues respect her very much. She's a hard worker, and her name is Taffy Howard, and she can use our support. The best way to support her would be talk to your neighbors. Talk about her. Taffy Howard, you can contact her at www.taffyhoward.com.
Tell me a little bit about her. Well, you mentioned she's been in office. Is she a legislator down there?
Yes, she is, in the House. She was a military lady. She went to the Air Force and married, has two children, two sons, homeschooled. Her platform is, first was election integrity. She would like to see us do an audit on all of our elections to cover and make sure they're honest and fair. Second, she would like to improve or correct our immigration laws so that we have legal people come into this country instead of illegals pouring across the border. Then she's opposed to the red flag laws, which is kind of a confusing thing in a way, but it's really anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, right, the red flag laws are. And she's just a hard worker and a really good person.
I've never been that impressed with Dusty Johnson. He just seems to be someone who wants to present as conservative for the people of South Dakota, but is one of those
He said it for 2 years or four years or whatever, and he's had his chance to do his thing, and he nothing but campaigns when he's talking and when he's voting. So you know, he just always campaigning. Whereas you know, Kathy has a platform, and she's strong.
Taffy, Taffy, that's an interesting campaign slogan right there. Taffy, like the candy, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's
what. I love it. All right, Sylvester, thanks for updating us on that. Texture says, gee whiz, you can buy a six-year-old diesel work truck with 80,000 miles on it for $72,000 and fill it up with $5 a gallon fuel. No inflation, is there? No, nothing to see here, Kevin. Everything's
hunky-dory.
Yeah. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. We'll go to Ukraine next.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama revealed that he's tested positive for COVID-19 and has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days. First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country. amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics. Blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, we'll go to Ukraine in just a moment here. Bill Dalzell has been reporting on the action on the ground for us. And you're getting, Bill, you said? Sorry, I didn't remember what Daniel said.
Okay, yep, great. Got him.
What's on your mind today, brought to you in part by our friends from PetraServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I'm looking at the menu today. And I'm thinking, Kevin, if I had to pick, I would probably go macaroni beef hot dish in Yulin. It'd be worth the drive to Yulin just for that, because there's nothing better. Pulled pork in Glendon, Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. This is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's what's great about it at PetraServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken pot pie or chicken tenders. Sweet and sour chicken in Harwood, I-29, Valley City off exit 292, I-94, scallop potatoes and ham today. Tell them Scout sent you. Lowest price fuel around, and that's saying something these days. And great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. All right, back with Bill Dalzell, North Dakota farmer, who is by day helping with the humanitarian effort in Ukraine now, and by night, reporting for us, because it is 8 hours later there. Welcome back, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing surprisingly well. It had a great day yesterday. I mean, it's beyond all expectations. I was actually, and today I was in Tripila, and it's right by the Dipo River there. Heavy, heavy military presence there, and we had to have like an armed escort going through it. I was wondering why we're like zigzagging all over the road. I guess 4 days ago they had a missile attack or a rocket attack, I guess, and there's a lot of unexploded ordnance out there. So it's, they're real, real tense, really on edge, but beautiful town. I mean, just nice people, but, you know, you'd see where it's just, you know, I mean, there's roadblocks like every 100 feet, it seems like. I mean, they're all ready to go for it. Yesterday, so I was saying, my buddy Ivan, I think I might have told you, I'm staying with my host family of Andre and Hannah. Hannah's parents were stuck in Ypres, and they hadn't had any contact since the start of the war. So we all kind of presumed the worst. Well, we got in contact with them, and we were going to send this guy Ivan wanted to cross the river and go pick them up. It was a deep row river which separates east and west teeth. And so he was looking at my sat phone. He goes, "Wow, I wish I had one of these to communicate." There's no communication that side. I go, "Well, take my phone." I mean, we're talking about a couple of lives here versus a phone, right? And we get over to the river where the footbridge was, and who's over there? His parents made it over. The military had gone in on a humanitarian deal behind enemy lines, picked these people up, and brought them in. As a bonus, not only we get the parents, we got grandma, two cats, and a dog.
Oh my! So now, where did they come back to? They come back and stay with their kids?
Yeah. Well, in Kiev, and then we just took them up near Tripoli. We're about 20 miles outside of Kiev right now. And yeah, nice area. You know, beautiful, beautiful little farmsteads and stuff like that. This one village that I went to today, I could have been in Ray, North Dakota, you know, grain elevators and all this. You can tell it's just a, you know, little farm town. Yeah, it's just devastating what's happening in this place.
Are the rural towns, Bill, saved from most of the military presence and or, you know, the damage? What describe the scene.
Well, where I'm at right now, it's fine. You know, I mean, you couldn't tell there's a war going on. But when I was in I don't know, about 10 kilometers away from here in Tripoli, it was, yeah, devastating. I mean, you know, you'd see where the rockets had taken out a whole bunch of the trees. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's funny, they, you know, I mean, they are using cluster bombs because the guy had it unexploded. I had some, gave me some pieces of the rocket, and it was different, you know, I mean.
You mentioned the presence of the military. Is it? I mean, are you seeing way more Ukrainian troops than Russian troops? Describe what you're seeing.
Yeah, I've seen Russian troops. I mean, today we were pretty close to anti-aircraft locks. I mean, it scared me to death, man. I mean, they were pretty loud, but I didn't see where they hit anything. But they were launched right there out of Kiev. So it's, you know, the good news is. Over the weekend, I guess, well, the last time I talked to you, the troops were 10 miles out of town. Today, they're still 10 miles out of town. So, I mean, they've gained any ground in 3-4 days now. So these Ukrainians are fighting hard. It's just amazing, you know. And there's just little things that kind of threw me for a loop. I think I told you before I was loading disposable diapers onto the train. For some reason, you know, I kind of hit home to me. I go, man, it's just, you know, you don't think of these things. And then, you know, 99% of all the businesses are closed, but my buddy, when we picked up the parents and the grandma, bought flowers for them. I thought a flower shop is open in the middle of the war. You know, I mean, it just, you know, kind of, but that's the Ukrainian people, you know, I mean, they, you know, they're going through chaos, but they always had time enough for love. And it, just little things like that kind of stick with you, you know.
I know you were trying to get access to the POW camps. Any luck so far?
That'll happen, but, you know, I mean, bureaucracy is pretty slow. But that'll happen probably this week. And I'm supposed to be doing short, setting my broadcast shortwave into Russia, too. And I think that might be a through a shortwave radio station out of Nashville. And I think that might, you know, if I could change one mind in Russia, it'd be worth it. Yeah, but this war is very unpopular in Russia right now, and they tanked their economy for years, maybe decades. I mean, it just makes no sense. You know, what they've gained and what they've lost is not even. It makes no sense at all.
You told us a fascinating story last week about Russian soldiers going door to door for food.
Lard and moonshine. It seems to be a reoccurring theme, but
two items you don't necessarily need to fight, which gives you a little idea of the mentality, I guess, of the Russian soldiers. But anything new on that front? What are you hearing about, sort of the will or lack thereof of the Russians?
Well, I'm hearing more and more stories about refusing to obey orders, deserting, and then desertions, and at times joining the Ukrainians. I mean. You know, they're jumping ship to the other side, you know, because they were lied to, underfed, poor equipment, not enough fuel. I mean, he couldn't have made this worse if the Ukrainians would have, you know, would have had a hand in it. I mean, it just, you know, I mean, but these people, I mean, when I came here, Scott, I was thinking, you know, well, Russians any day now. Now, you know, I wouldn't bet money against the Ukrainians. I mean, they're, you know, they're tough. They're having to fight for Russians having to fight for every square inch of land, and in some cases losing ground. I mean, and they're, you know, they're outnumbered 10-1. I mean, it's just, something about home field advantage, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the reports are that the Russians literally gained no ground over the weekend again, although the atrocities continue. What are you hearing or what are you seeing about these attacks on civilians or on the supply chains by the Russians? What are the Ukrainians saying about
that? Well, yeah, I mean, they attacked a train, you know, an evacuation train that the other day, and, you know, had a whole bunch of kids on it. You know, shot that up. You know, the maternity hospital with, you know, with it. Everybody's seen, probably everybody's seen the pictures of carrying that pregnant woman out. That, well, bad news is both mother and child didn't make it. So it just, it's just one heartbreaking story after another here. It, but like I said, man, I'm proud to be with these people right now. I mean, you know, they're the best people on earth.
Are they, are the Ukrainians that you talk to, I see reports of like upwards of 2.7 million people have fled. Obviously, yeah. You came from Poland, so you were talking with some of those refugees. Are people weighing? Should I stay? Should I go? What is the sentiment now?
Some of the people are just refusing to leave, you know, like the elderly. You know, a lot of them, nope, I'm here. You know, we lived through the Soviet Union. We can live through this. You know what I mean? The old people remember what it was like before. They don't want to go back to that time. You know, they want to be part of Europe, not part of Russia. I think that was the big threat because the economy here was improving. You know, corruption was, you know, it's always going to be around, but much less than, you know, under this new president. And I've been around the world, so I know I can drive right into a town and tell, you know, what the level of corruption is, by what their infrastructure and what they're building. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on here, or had. Now it's pretty much all dried up, but they were thriving, and I think that might be the biggest threat to Russia. You don't want somebody next door to you prospering better than you are, because then your own people are going to start, hey, you know, why not us? And, it's that mentality, if we're doing poorly, then we want all our neighbors to do poorly also.
What motives do the Ukrainians assign to Putin on this? Why do you think he's doing what he's doing?
You know, no clue. Just, you know, I mean, they're shocked as we all are, you know, man. They think, you know, like I'm starting to believe that he's an idiot and he's crazy. Two dangerous, very dangerous combinations for a guy in the, you know, nuclear weapon. And, you know, he's threatening, you know, nuclear war. You know, I mean, you can't keep kowtowing to somebody like that. You know, eventually you got to, hey, you know, enough's enough. You know, that so it's kind of odd. You know, I mean, they think he's a madman and an idiot. They don't really blame the Russian people, though. You know, there's not much animosity there. It's all directed toward Putin, and I think the only way this thing comes to an end is regime change in Russia. Yeah, but hopefully you don't get somebody worse.
President Zelensky will address all the members of Congress on Wednesday. It was announced this morning. I would imagine to continue to plead for aid. There were some reports that even Russian oil, which was announced last week, would no longer be purchased or allowed in the United States. Still hasn't happened, so I imagine he's going to sound the alarm on a little bit of that. Bill Dalzell reporting for us from Ukraine, Ray, North Dakota, farmer. Thank you, Bill. God bless you. Be safe.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
All month long at ApetraServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, ApetraServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Steve Schwann and the team at Schwann Buick GMC. The all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s are, and all the new GMCs, the new Buicks, worth taking a look at. There's some 0% money, but not for long for well-qualified buyers, and some purchase allowances too. So you might want to check into that before the rates start to go up. At SchwannBuickGMC.com. Stop in and see him. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Coffee is always on. And if you want to call ahead with any questions, ring him up. 701-214-6372. Never any pressure. Great crew. You can do it all online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We'll chat with Scott Herman from Action Movers in a moment here. By the way, a good example of how the price of fuel increases the price of everything. We're going to talk about how moves are priced. Local, interstate, intrastate. So look forward to that conversation and a good example from someone in the business about the impacts of this. I mean, the cost of energy goes up, you don't just go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to charge the same, right? I mean, a box of cookies costs more because it costs more to get to the store. Your move costs more. It's simple math. Texter says, hey, Ukraine feeds an estimated 600 million people. Many people in the Middle East will no doubt starve next winter due to Ukraine not being able to produce at 100%. Next time you talk to Farmer Bill, consider asking what's happening in the agriculture scene in Ukraine. Good idea, we will, especially with his ag background. I would also add, we talked to somebody earlier who said that...
Yeah, Bridget. Yeah,
Bridget, I guess, was talking about the ag minister of Ukraine is begging people not to slow down, to keep going. But obviously, tell that to somebody that doesn't have a bunch of tanks in their yard, right? I mean, not exactly that right. Easy. Stacy and Harriet, what's on your mind? Last call of the day. Go ahead, Stacy.
Well, yeah, I just, everybody seems to be wondering about why gas prices are so high. And I would just encourage you, go back and watch the Democratic primary debates leading up to the 2020 election. And they were basically fighting over who would kill off the fossil fuel industry the fastest. So I want you to just get those clips ready, because going in, they're going to start with the revisionist history. And the same thing with defunding the police. I remember back in the day with Tom DeHalsh, who was the minority leader in South Dakota, and they would, all election year, they always claim how they're these blue dog pro-life Democrats until Newt and the boys took over in 94 and they vetoed the partial abortion ban. And they're going to go back to those kind of tactics where the election years, they're going to pretend they're Republicans, and we need to have those video clips ready talking about defunding the police and killing the oil and gas industry.
Good point, Stacy. Love hearing from our South Dakota listeners today as well. Texter says, just went through Twin Buttes, North Dakota. Diesel fuel, $3.59 a gallon. Let everyone know. You just did, right there, on What's On Your Mind. Scott Herman's here from Action Movers. So if you look at the line on him that says fuel at Action Movers, that number's going in the wrong direction, isn't it, Scott?
Direction, but we're doing our best to still keep our pricing in line and accommodate our customers. And as you had stated earlier, we have three main type of moves that we offer, and they're all priced a little bit differently, but that's always one of the top questions, we get from our customers. They want to know, obviously, how much is my move going to cost so they can budget accordingly. But we have the three type of moves are, of course, a local move, and then an intrastate move, which is within the state here, and then, of course, an interstate move, which is across state lines. And so everything we do is based on the weight of your shipment, and when it comes to an interstate move, obviously the distance, the mileage is also part of that pricing. So on a local move, pretty straightforward. We also offer two ways to get estimates from us. We do it now virtually, where you basically just meet with us right on your smartphone. We walk you through your home. And we're able to give you a very accurate estimate based off of that. Or if you still prefer to have us in your home, we certainly can send one of our consultants out to meet with you. And the purpose of that, again, is to cover everything that you're going to be moving. And so on a local move, we use that weight to back that into how many crew members we need to send out to your house. And then we back that into how many hours it's going to take. And that's based off an hourly rate. So we have very straightforward, simple pricing. You get the best of both worlds if you're moving out of state. We have binding estimates, and so we stand by those estimates. Even if the weight goes considerably over, you're not going to pay a dime more. And if the weight goes under, you're actually going to get money back for that estimate being off on under it. So it's the best of both worlds in that case.
And talk about peace of mind, knowing you're getting an accurate estimate no matter where you're moving to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have, one of our goals is always, it can be a very stressful time for most people moving. And so we assign you a move coordinator. That's a one point of contact. That's the person who's going to be involved with your move from start to finish to cover all of those details. And I'd like to also mention, it doesn't matter where you're moving from or to. We cover the entire country as being an agent for United Van Lines. And we also have international moving options if you're planning on moving out of the country.
Are more people moving in or moving out of North Dakota, would you say, right now?
It's tough to say. I mean, right now, you see a lot of our surrounding states, at least South Dakota, Montana, They've been on the top 10 list as far as people moving into North Dakota. I'm not sure where we rank on that list, but I think it would be similar where you have a lot of people after COVID moving out of the, you know, the populated cities.
Wherever you're moving, and hopefully it's inviting more people to move in and join us in this little beacon of freedom tucked along the northern plains of the United States. We want to give our friends at Action Movers a call. Tell folks how they can start that process, Scott.
Yeah, you can either visit us at actionmovers.com, that's two A's in action, or you can call us at 701-566-5532.
Action Movers, two A's in action, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Scott Herman with an update today on Move Pricing. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
President Trump's big rally happened this past Saturday in South Carolina, and only one major news network covered this rally live. That's Newsmax. That's why I watch Newsmax all the time, with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning into Newsmax every day. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. With so much happening, Ukraine, the danger of a global war under Biden, and those exploding oil prices, you need to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join the Trump List by texting the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big announcement about 2024. Again, text the word ZONE to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should start watching it today, too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.